Hey, and welcome to Glitch Therapy, everybody. I'm your host, Ramondo Burnside, and with me, my gamer crew of gentlemen. Who we got?
Hi, hello. My name is Jose.
This is Joel.
And I'm Noah.
Hey, and we are back. We're ready to do another episode for you guys and talk about some games. A lot has happened in the last week or so. I mean, just recently, Nintendo dropped the bomb, gave us their date and some specs on the Switch. I'm not sure if anyone's hot or cold on that, but we're going to dive a little bit into that for sure. Maybe even talk about some other things. But yeah, guys, but before we do that, how's everybody been this week?
It's been good. Been good. A little tired. Yeah. Kind of sick.
Why are you tired?
Don't ask. I'm just tired.
You been playing anything or watching any shows?
I'm back on Zombies, Call of Duty. So
okay.
I've been murking
that. I thought I saw you playing that the other night.
Yeah. Getting some trolls in that game. I hate them so bad.
I hate
bad.
Trolls, too. Yeah. You've been doing Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, and there's zombie mode in that.
Yeah.
It's good.
I was playing with...
Is it in space? So zombies in space, kind of?
No, 80s. It's 80s.
Oh, it's 80s. Yeah. Ooh, that's even cooler than cool. Space. Yeah.
Like, they have 80s music playing in the background. You have a DJ just
fun.
Like, oh, man.
It's an 80s theme
that's my alley.
It's Hasselhoff, I think, is the DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there was one player I was playing with. She was cool and all, but then she started, like, just talking shit to me. I was like, she's like, this is gonna be a long game. I'm like, shut up, I'm doing all the work. What are you doing?
It's co-op though.
It is.
Why are you talking shit?
I was like,
I don't understand that.
She's like sighing. I'm like, oh my god, just shut up, get out, or just play the game.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I ended up doing all the work and she's just there trying to
see
get
that's
all
when you gotta out. You gotta message us and get us together.
Yeah.
And just
you were on, I think you were on Hulu, so...
Maybe.
I don't know. I didn't see
text
you.
Text me. I don't know. You act like you don't know me.
You're on Hulu.
Like, who the hell is this stranger?
Netflix.
I was probably watching something that wasn't... Just because it wasn't anything interesting to me to play at the moment, but... Yeah.
Or because hit
me whenever, man.
Better half wanted.
What's the...
Is it wave style, like in Call of Duty 3? So
oh,
it's just unlimited wave.
Okay, yeah, it's unlimited waves. And then... It's much easier to get the perks now, though, which is fun.
Yeah. Nice, yeah.
By level 10, you already have a... what's that? Pick-a-punch gun and all
oh,
those.
Oh, sure. Right, right.
Yeah. All those perks. So it's
they do a fun way of twisting it where they have, like, after a while, what does the instead of the in the old one, it was like what zombies came out after a couple rounds, like the tougher ones.
The dogs?
The dogs before. Now it's
clowns.
It's clowns.
Oh, no.
And then their shoes squeak. And
I have a slight case of clownophobia.
Exploding clowns.
And then there's some. And then once you start getting into more of the double-digit levels, there's aliens, like big, above alien dudes chasing after you, throwing laser beams at you while you're just like running around still trying to avoid the zombies.
Ridiculousness.
That sounds fun,
It is entertaining.
So you've been playing a lot of that then. Okay.
This is like by far the best zombie game I have played on Call of Duty, so
nice.
It's good.
All right. Joel, what have you been up to? What have you been playing? Movies, anything?
Well, it's been a little regression back to the Handsome Jack collection. Been playing a lot of Borderlands 2.
Okay.
I went in there and actually I still have my old 360, so I uploaded my character to the cloud.
Okay, nice.
And then I downloaded it onto the new onto the Xbox One. And went in there and discovered when I finally got to Sanctuary that I had 85 keys.
Oh shit.
So I was like, oh, well,
that's a lot of keys, man.
I need to get some purple weapons.
Okay. It sounds like I'm going to be gaming with you, and you're going to give me some keys and some sweet-ass guns.
I certainly would be
more
than...
That song just came in my head. I could
happy to help.
Keys.
You need to jump on that, too, mister. You need to get on that.
Borderlands?
Play some Borderlands. 360? Borderlands 2. No, there's the remaster.
Handsome Jack.
I had a friend.
Handsome Jack collection.
I had a friend that bought it for me, but I never played it.
Okay. You might want to jump on that.
It's a lot of fun.
I said we grabbed Noah, but he's on the PS4.
Right, I'm a console exclusive.
I have it on that, too.
Damn you.
I have it on the PlayStation 4
you're
as
so
well.
So console monogamous.
Right, that's true.
It's console monogamous.
You
got to
explore, man.
Right.
I don't know. Okay, well, that's
wrong
cool.
With any, other systems a little bit.
Right. Any movies or shows you've been trying to get after? Or you play,
let's see.
Watch
we
anything?
Watched The Medici on...
The Medici.
Okay. Yeah, it's a show on Netflix. Okay. It's only about 8 episodes, so there's only one season. But it's about one of the most powerful families in Italy.
Okay.
They were like kingmakers or pope makers, I guess.
Huh.
It was interesting.
Hmm.
It was Nina's idea,
right.
But I did enjoy it.
Okay.
Lots of sex and scandal.
You know, so, typical for Netflix shows anymore, nowadays. Yeah.
Sounds like fun for most shows anyway. I mean, yeah. Shit. I mean, what, Spartacus? What, Game of Thrones?
Shameless.
Westworld.
Yeah, Westworld is all, you know, sex, backstabbing, and, you know, violence.
Yeah, a lot of backstabbing.
Yeah, I know that the nudity and violence was, like, at its max in Game of Thrones, and then they're like, hey, you ain't seen Westworld yet.
Yeah. They blew it out of the water for a while there. Huh. Okay. Well, Noah, how about you? What have you been up to? What have you been playing?
Oh, I tried to play a couple different things this week because I knew we were going to talk about it, because otherwise I just play.
Just playing Paragon?
I just play Paragon, yeah. My dream would be to, like, be able to be esports level with that.
The way you're going at it, you might be. I don't know. Maybe you're short-selling yourself.
I mean, until I meet friends on there that I can get a consistent team with, you just, you know, you'll always have a noob with their matchmaking, and with it still kind of being in beta, there isn't a way to do ranked yet, and you know, so you just have to go into that game knowing you could get placed really bad.
So are you telling us that you're giving us a hint that we need to download this and start playing?
Yes,
I have it downloaded. I just haven't tried it.
I have it downloaded too. I haven't touched it yet though.
It you know, it takes a little bit of getting the hang of it. It's you know, the most problem that I run into with the noobs that is not knowing their role. You know, they want to pick a character and just run around and try to kill or do whatever, and it's very tower focused. You have to know, push, go with minion waves. If you're a carry, you know, you have to go with a you don't have to, but I mean, it's best to go with
this
a
tower
support.
Defense game though, right? Basically, right. At its core?
Definitely. It's each team has a core.
Okay.
And those cores are surrounded by three inhibitors, which are what spawn your minions, your grunts, and then there are six towers in front of those. And so then each team, so there's 10 total, and each team, you know, you just try to take down their towers throughout the three different lanes and get to the core.
Okay.
And once you wreck their inhibitor, you spawn super minions, you know, which are bigger and more powerful and stuff. So
okay. So you're planning things and pushing together.
You're supposed to be.
Right. Yeah, it's core. Okay.
Definitely a very team-based game, and I really like those. But
the team's bad. You keep getting stuck with
noobs. That's the problem. Yeah, you. Yeah.
Sounds like Overwatch. You know,
Yep.
Hey, man, we're doing this over here, and then they're just running off like, no, I'm going to get kills. Like, this is not that kind of game.
Yeah. And not, I mean, I do get sometimes some good teams and have some, you know, excellent playing experiences, but other times, you know, not, but it's a beta. But, you know, speaking of Overwatch, that was one of the ones I tried to just play again. I tend to only pick that up when they have events anymore, just, you know, because I've played it so
Halloween
much.
The Halloween event,
there's a Chinese
New Year one coming up, and there's hints of the Valentine one coming up too. But
yeah, on the 24th, I think it's Chinese New Year.
Okay. But speaking of trolls, the one game I tried to play, I tried to play a 3v3, which is one of their new arcade modes, and we went back and forth, won a match, lost a match. I can't remember what it ended up, but you know, it came down to the final thing, and I was the last one of our team left alive.
Oh wow,
that's always fun
as D.Va, right? And they got me out of my neck. It was out of my neck, out of my mech. It was me and there was two of them. One was D.Va, and the other one was Mei, a different D.Va.
You're,
you know?
You're screwed.
And, right, basically, you know. And I did what I could. You know, I tried to get the Mei guy down to one thing, but the D.Va shooting, you know, blah blah blah. And so of course I was screwed and I lost. And this kid jumps on the mic all of a sudden and goes, "You fucking suck at D.Va. You suck."
Dude, see?
My mouth at the floor. I was like,
see, this is why
kid.
I wish we were all in the same on the
oh
same system.
Yeah.
We run a team on Xbox One, and it's always five of us. Like that are hardcore. Like we can message everybody and say, "Hey, we're gonna play," and we always have one spot open for someone.
Right.
And that lone spot is for you, buddy. We're just waiting on you, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes you'll play like single play, or you'll just play alone if none of your friends are available.
Right.
And then some kid will go on there and be like, "La da 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 da," singing along.
We never hear that stuff.
Oh, and no. I go in and I mute them.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I don't want to hear
people that are playing music in the background, like death metal in the background or whatever. You're like, why are you?
Even when I play alone, I
just mute them.
I don't listen to anybody when I play alone. I don't talk to anybody.
But sometimes
I like to.
So comes to the TV speakers and you're just like, shut up.
Well, I want to.
Shut up.
You can mute them.
Yeah, you can mute them or not join the chat too.
I want to, but I just don't join. I don't join the chat. Excuse me. Yeah, I don't know.
And then I did pick up. I tried I got into the Paladins closed beta.
Okay.
You guys familiar with Paladins? Uh-huh. It's a. I'll be honest. It's on its surface an Overwatch ripoff. They've got characters very similar to Reaper, you know,
Hero
and
shooter.
Some other right. And it's that kind of. And it's been out on PC for a little bit. I'm not sure if in beta or in actual release. But
is it on PS4 now too? Or?
That's what. Yeah, I got. But oh, nice. A closed beta. I got in the closed beta, so I'm not sure if when it will go open beta.
Is that the one Cliffy B's doing?
I don't care for it. I'm not sure.
Do you have like? Can you swing around with like? Kind of like Command. What was that guy? The Commando game.
Oh, I'm not sure. You start out on horses. Like when you leave from your base and run to the objective, they put you on horses.
That's weird.
And okay. It is just really it's odd. I don't, unless it's free to play, which I don't know if it will or won't be. I don't see it.
Right.
You know, doing quite so well, but
might look into that
we'll
more.
Find out. I guess. Yeah. I'm sure we'll see a lot more or hear a lot more from it this year.
Cool.
And I see it costs at least $15 for it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I see on it.
So. Right.
Right. Okay. Cool. Well, anybody get into any Firewatch or Superhot? Because that's what I've been playing. I finally finished Firewatch, indie game. Anybody know about this?
I definitely know about it and read that it was, you know, really...
It's good.
Good, yeah. But yeah. I don't know much about, like, tell me about the gameplay. I mean, like, that's what I didn't...
The gameplay... I wouldn't say that there's not a lot to the gameplay because you're mainly just kind of walking around
and
doing
things.
It's kind of
a walking simulator.
Yeah. So basically you're this guy, and it's more story driven. So you're this guy who is dealing with some family stuff with your wife who has a very bad disease. I believe she has dementia, a form of dementia.
Okay.
And he takes this job. She moved away to be with her family. They took her in, and they live in Australia or whatever. You learn it through the story. I don't want to give too much away. But ultimately, this guy is trying to escape some of his stuff he's dealing with. He goes and takes this job as a fire watch
in a forest
reserve or whatever, out in a major park. And he has this conversation with one of the other rangers or Firewatch people. I forget her name now. Delilah, I believe, is her name. And they have banter, and that's pretty much most of the story. And so things unfold as things happen out there, and she's like, oh, man, there's a fire over here and so on. So, or this happened. Can you go fix this line? And so as you're doing these things, the plot opens up. You find things, you tell her, and you can, every time you find something, you can radio her and tell her, and then you guys have conversations based on the things that you find and do.
Mm-hmm.
But it starts to open up into this really good story, and I thought it was just kind of a one-off, like, I'll play this for a little while and whatever. But it's probably maybe, like, I would say a couple hours long. Maybe if you sat down and played it, you could probably finish it in like 2 or 3 hours, I would say, for sure.
Okay.
If you just banged it out and kept going. But it was a great story to the point where my daughter, Taylor, she wanted to like watch me play it. So if I started playing it and she wasn't around, she would yell at me like, come on, what do you know?
I want to watch you play video games.
Yeah. So I finished that. That was really good. I got done with that and it was like, wow, that was really good. I mean, it was similar to when I played Journey for the first time, the PS4 and and played that. And when it got done, I felt like, wow, that gave me like an emotional feeling, you know, emotions or whatever.
What was the other one you mentioned though? Right.
Super hot.
Okay.
That's
so that
I was
one's
talking about.
I don't think that one's on PlayStation, is it?
I think it's only on Xbox? Xbox One right now.
Yeah. Because I see that they have it in VR on the PC. So like for Oculus or
slightly
whatever,
different on the PC. They altered it a little bit, but ultimately similar, the same gameplay and stuff, you know, like I was saying last week, you know, you get the red guys coming at you, there's stuff on tables and things you can grab and throw at them and disarm them and pick up their guns, and it's like a puzzle with guns and bullets coming at you and stuff. So I don't know, I played a lot of those too. I shouldn't have done this, but I started playing Skyrim again.
Oh.
Your life is over.
Yeah. Same here.
Your social life is over.
Fuck.
Same here with the mods.
It's so good, man. Yeah, I didn't turn any of the mods on yet. I need to turn them on and mess with that, but I just...
They're easy.
Part of me doesn't want to do it, but I did it, and I played some of it, so I was like, man, I forgot how good this game is.
Yeah, so the mods, you know, I put the mods on, give your character, you know, you give the women characters all of a sudden the hourglass figures and better faces.
Yeah.
Right.
And even from that stuff, there's super crazy stuff. I mean, people are putting stuff in the game that doesn't even go in the game, you know,
they've added levels,
trains and other crazy stuff. You're like, what?
Oh yeah, you can do a shout and it'll pull down like a bunch of Thomas Choo Choo trains from the sky and smash everybody.
Yep. So I did a little bit of that. Abby, my wife, and I have been playing a lot of Fibbage. I don't know if you guys know what that is. It's basically, if you ever play Boulder Dash, it's basically more or less Fibbage is a game where they give you like a question and everybody has to put down a bluff. Okay. So you can make it as elaborate or as stupid as you want it to sound, and you play it through your phone. Interesting. And so it's, I think it comes in the Jackbox Party Pack, like Volume 3 or something like that. And you, it gives you a code. Excuse me. It gives you a code, and that way it links you to the game, and you just go into the website, you put the code in, that's on the TV screen, and now everybody logs in name.
Right,
and
right.
Whatever, and then you kind of do that whole thing, and you get points when people pick your answer.
Oh, okay. I've played similar. Oh, that's interesting. That's fun.
She keeps kicking my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I won the first round or two when we first started playing, and then I always pick her stuff. It's like she knows me and what I'm going to pick. I hate it. So, but yeah, she's been kicking my ass on that. But other than that, man, not a whole lot. Just Resident Evil 7 demo. Should we get into some of that? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Resident Evil comes out next week, and I know everybody's plans to play it. You guys all play the demo?
Yeah. Yep. It's scary, man.
I know. How many playthroughs have you done?
I did two.
But I did two also. I was scared I was going to have the lowest. But
I watched my cousin and my little brother play it. They did like two rounds as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And every time it just gets us. I'm like, oh no, don't.
And you tried doing it in different ways.
Yeah, right? Okay. We all tried different ways, and it's still
because I've gotten the infected ending and the bad ending.
I've gotten both those.
Have you gotten the ending where you get the mysterious phone call?
No.
Yeah,
that one's a good one. I got the true ending.
Yeah, which one's the true ending?
All you have to do is escape through the
front door.
No,
you actually have to escape through the attic.
Oh, through that attic window.
But you
I
have to get
that.
The basement key.
Yeah, which means you have to attic pass key is the in the monster, basement. Which you can kill the monster, the mold monster.
Is the key to just like dodge him? Because that's how I got infected. He touched me. I didn't know he was going to be there.
There's a couple of ways. You can either run in and first thing you do is you can grab the, what do you call it? You grab the gear or the what is that thing called? Yeah, you turn it.
Lever?
The lever, yes. Okay. Thank you.
I'm like, it can't be a lever.
You grab the lever, you run over towards the door, try to open a door, and then that jerk from the main game is there, and he's like laughing at you.
Right.
Yeah.
That, and then the monster spawns. You got to run behind the body bag. As soon as the monster starts coming, you kick the body bag at it. It knocks it down on the ground.
And this is in the demo.
Then you run back.
I've not experienced this yet.
Then you run back to the door. And you have to kick the door twice. The door.
Okay, yep.
And then you'll get out. And then you can go. Use
I missed
that
the body
lever.
Bag step. That's what. Okay.
Yeah, you can use that lever to turn on the water to the toilet. You empty the toilet out, and there's a gun.
Oh.
And then around the house, you'll find like 12 bullets.
Yeah, I found some bullets and stuff, but never a gun. So once
you have
the
bullets,
gun is in the toilet. All right.
You can either shoot the monster in the head. Four times, but you have to make them good headshots, or you can shoot its leg off.
Okay, yeah.
If you shoot its leg off, the dismemberment will actually cause it to go away, and you won't be bothered by it anymore, and then you can complete the game.
And this is all in that dinky little demo house.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Well, they've opened
up
some new areas.
Okay, so when you do that, it opens up more. Okay, and then they say you need more room if you're going to get chased in that little demo house.
Yeah, especially with the VR helmet, because it seems smaller, the rooms.
Okay.
So, and that thing jumps at you. He's got some pretty good lunge on him.
Right.
You're like, shoot him in the head, run.
Right? Yeah. Typical, Resident Evil. So at least some of that is still. What do you think about the departure from what they've been doing?
I think it's a big plus because, 6 was.
It was out there. And they went a little too goofy.
Too action and goofy.
Yeah.
They say it will connect, though. What do you think the connection will be?
Well,
be in the
connection
same
is
universe,
just that
yeah.
it's in the
just same universe as all.
Mm-hmm. It takes place.
Will anything be T-virus related?
That I'm not sure. On the timeline, it just takes place after that.
Yeah. And they've alluded that the family has some kind of like weird
umbrella connection
issue with them. They're like supernatural almost because you can't kill them. You see them in I don't know if you watch videos of it or anything like that, but you see people shooting the guy in the head and he's on fire and stuff like that and he's not dying, you know, and they're busting through. He kind of reminds me of like remember Nemesis?
Oh yes, you bet.
The stars, you know, he's busting through walls and
it's
stuff.
It's like Jason Voorhees or something.
Right.
You know, you can, I think you'll be able to defeat them, but I guess we'll find out when we play the game.
What, just curious, we should go around and say, what's your favorite Resident Evil game, I guess?
If you had to pick one?
Yeah. when you enjoyed the, Jose, the most.
You want to feel the first one?
I'm not a big. I wasn't a big Resident Evil fan. So this was actually the first one I tried.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I watch YouTube videos with my brother, like Resident Evils, but this is the first one that's catching my eye. So I'm gonna.
You got homework to do.
No, I'm not gonna do any homework.
You can start from this. It'd be
I'm excited for this. My first Resident Evil, so it should be good.
Some of the old ones might not hold up as much for you, though. If you've never played the old ones, I mean, the tank controls can be a little much if you never played those before. When you've been bred in the fire of those when you were younger, though, I mean,
I think the only one I actually played was for like 10 minutes was Resident Evil 4.
Oh, that's a good one.
I say that one I would probably pick as my favorite, just because I liked that. What's her name? Jill Valentine was like a bad guy in it, which you know she was a great like you know from one of the original.
I probably didn't give it more hope for it. I didn't give it time. Yeah, so I played 10 minutes of it and I was like, okay,
10 minutes.
Just 10 minutes.
Long enough.
First 10 minutes still kind of that big opening where you're in that. That shanty town thing and the guy with the big axe comes after you and you just have to
everything was so slow for me though. I was just like, why is everyone slow? Even the shooting was slow and I was like, no, I'm not gonna go for this game.
It's got a that pace to it for
it's
sure.
Definitely ranked as probably one of the best Resident Evil games in the series. I would definitely put it up there. For me, I would have to go even further back just because of nostalgia and just knowing
Code Veronica.
Playing it through so many times, I always have to say Resident Evil 2.
That was
you play another... as Claire and you play as Chris. And I went through that so Ada many Wong times. Too. I think you get to play as her briefly toward the middle.
You got to cut
end or something like that. But and I remember playing it with Leon, like, and then go back and doing it as Claire. And then I would just do the whole thing. And then they had speed runs. If you could beat it in less than 3 hours, you opened up something else. I forget what it was, but I love that one. I played that one so
many
times.
Tell you, those were the days of like PlayStation when your game would be two discs. And when you got to the second disc, how exciting that was. It was like, what?
Yeah.
This is so much fun. This is amazing. Two discs. What a long game.
Yeah.
I would agree, though. 4 was probably my favorite. And then I did like 5, but 6 was kind of a joke.
Yeah, we tried playing some 6 together because, you know.
I mean, it's okay with friends, but it's not scary at all. It's just action. And the only thing they improved with 5 and 6 was that you could actually move while you were aiming. But I think that the new one, 7, is... I really like the move towards first person. It's just so much more immersive, especially if you can do it with the VR.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I need to come over and check that out. I keep saying that.
It is just so freaking creepy.
Right.
How many jump scares did you get? Like, how many times have you jumped?
It wasn't even... there were a couple of jump scares, but it's more about the atmosphere than even the jump scares.
Right,
Because the atmosphere is good even without the headset. I was playing it the other night just because I'm trying to get the hype for myself ready to go. Like, because, you know, I downloaded it already.
Right.
And since I pre-ordered it, they're letting everybody download it like tonight, I believe. It'll be downloaded on your system and then you can play it as early as 9 p.m. on Monday night.
Yeah, it hasn't started downloading yet, so it must be tonight.
I think it's tonight, though. But, yeah, keep an eye on that. But
finish the demo. You have to find the 5 gravestones in the game.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can look it up on YouTube. If you find that, you get a special coin that will transfer over to the game.
Okay.
For very purchasing cool. stuff.
Oh, sweet.
Nice. Yeah, that works. Okay. Cool. Well, we might as well jump right into some Nintendo Switch action. I mean, that was some big announcements came out for that just this end of the week here. As far as price point, date that it's going to be released, and the opening lineup of games that'll come out with the launch of it. So, I mean, how hot and cold are you guys on this whole thing? If you guys have been following, Noah,
I've been following a little bit. I'm lukewarm.
Yeah,
I'm mostly gonna wait and see. You know, I'm not in a rush to run out and buy another handheld system. You know, it's got some cool qualities, and I think if I had friends and roommates and things like that, it'd be a different story. But I wish I played my Vita more, but you never know. There could, you know, Mario can change anything for me sometimes. You know, a proper Metroid might change things for me.
That's what people are really wanting is a proper Metroid,
right? But you know,
and they're not confirming that yet.
Of course not. I mean, why listen to the fans and give them what they
want? Why give the fans what they want? They'll only, you know, buy it.
I mean,
but
that's what I've been hearing a lot of.
He's saying that they're listening to the fans and they're probably going, and that's a possibility, but they won't want. They didn't want to go into it.
Right. Well, my point is though they've been saying that kind of stuff for years. Like when other Metroids have come out, they're like, well, these are great, but we really just want an awesome 2D side scroller, or maybe even a 3D one, but take it back to the old school and just add new stuff to it and things like that. So
yeah, it didn't evolve the way some other games do, just organically, that still keep the same
feel. They jump around
feel,
too much with it.
And it didn't. But so. I keep reading things though about how since the Wii U was such a considered a flop for Nintendo, they need this. Yeah. To be a hit for them.
And that's hard to follow up when you have the Wii that was such a stellar hit across the board, financial-wise, just critical.
Huge casual, for casual gamers.
They tapped that perfectly. Mm-hmm, yeah. And then the Wii U came in, and it was different from that, which is fine. Different is not necessarily bad, but it didn't hit the same beat points for people, and nobody latched onto it. So this one definitely needs to go in. With that said, maybe we should talk about some of the specs on it, just the casual specs of it. It's going to have a 720p screen, so not super high def or anything like that, but
that's only when you're playing
on the tablet.
Yeah, that's only on the tablet. It'll be 1080p if you're playing in the dock station.
Yep, on the TV. So anywhere from what, about 2 or 3 to 6 hours of battery life off of the dock, if you're just taking it around with you. It has expandable storage. I think initially it'll have 32 gigs in there, but you can grab an SD card from your local whatever.
That's what I'm worried about, because I've seen some videos, and I'm not so sure that it's not proprietary. Because, they'll do a lot of that kind of stuff, and then you end up paying twice what you would for a normal SD card.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find anything that said whether it was proprietary or just standard SD cards.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll find out.
That stuff's hit or miss sometimes. I mean, you figure they would just let you grab whatever one you want to buy. But, I mean, I can see them trying to get a lane in there and like, well, you need to get this particular
one. Right, you have
and
to then buy ours. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can get 128 gigs for pretty cheap on an SD card.
This is a true story.
But if it's going to be proprietary, you're going to be paying probably three times as much.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Depending on how they want to do that, but
yeah, yep.
You can plug it into with a USB cable.
That's nice.
So I've heard there's a USB connector right on the bottom, and you can potentially plug it into like your car, the cigarette lighter, for charging.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it faster charging.
Yep. Two speakers on the bottom, it looks like, with a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack. So. Standard there. I believe you get also with it a Joy-Con controllers. You can use Joy-Con grips with it. I don't know how I feel about that kind of stuff though. I don't know, because especially when you're taking off the Joy-Cons and you're splitting them up for two player.
Right.
It looks like the knobs on one is off centered in the middle, and it just looks weird. And I don't know. I don't have giant hands, but I don't know. I've played small like DSs before for my kids' game handhelds and stuff like that. I just can see myself getting like hand cramps or something.
Well, you don't have to play it like that. That's only if you're playing with somebody else.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you want to play it with people. That's the whole fun of
it. Right. They're billing it as something to
buy another controller.
Take it to a party with you and bring it with you. I'm not taking it to a party.
I know.
Why taking it to a party?
Yeah.
That's kind of where I run in. And at the price point, it's $2.99, right?
Yeah, like your friends invite you over and they're like, hey, come over, hang out. And then they're like, hey, got my Switch. It's like, that could be fun for a little while, especially with certain games that are coming out too. So, I mean, I don't want to knock it or talk trash about it. I love Nintendo. We all do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just optimistically skeptical on certain parts of it as far as that stuff goes.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I was on the fence. And actually, I didn't really have much of an interest at all in the console at first. I was thinking, after Wii U. But then I've been watching some videos and some of the stuff that it can do, and I want one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I want one. I just don't know what if I'll get it right away, though.
Oh, I probably won't get it right away because I just got a PSVR.
Right.
But I do see myself getting one. Mm-hmm. The little Joy, what are they called? The
Joy-Con?
Joy-Con.
Yeah, I'll never get used to
it. It's actually attaches to a special
the rail?
Like device or something, and it looks more like a standard controller.
Mm-hmm.
But you can unplug them and then put them on the actual, what do you call it? the device that you take out of the dock.
Yeah, you slide it down the side rail or whatever to clamp it on.
And that charges it. If you want a separate charger, it's $30.
Yeah.
But if as long as it's plugged into the tablet itself, it's charging. Mm-hmm. So you don't really need to have a separate charger.
Yeah. I just wish that life on it depended. I guess it depends on what you're playing and how much power it's drawing for it. Was a little bit longer because I know they are trying to market it as being somewhat of a handheld to take with you on the go.
Right.
You know, if you have a commute to work or something like that, you're on the bus or whatever, you can play it. But I just don't see it lasting too long. I don't see myself playing it that way necessarily either, unless maybe my wife is wanting to watch something on TV and I don't want to go downstairs and just take it off the dock and sit next to her on the couch and do my thing. But I don't know.
And the thing is, I really think, I mean, you know, there's arguments you can make here and there that Sony didn't market the Vita right or do, you know, this, that, the other thing.
Yeah,
and you know, the DS is kind of, you know, I mean, that's popular, you know, I guess I would say.
It's solid.
You know, especially though, I think a little bit, would you say though that younger people probably played DS a little?
I'd say that's the target, but I'd say like a lot of older people have it too, you know.
It's nostalgia games, all those nostalgia games
true.
That you get.
Yeah.
So.
I just kind of feel though that handheld consoles are declining due to the popularity of cell phones and the quality of gaming available on them. Everybody has a handheld device in their pocket already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it's like, okay, and you want me to spend $300 on another, you know, thing that...
No, I totally agree.
But you can play it on your television, which you could. Mm-hmm. If you have like an iPhone, you can use the Apple TV thing and play it through the TV.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But
if you have like a console at home and a cell phone, it's like, oh, well, I don't need a, you know. But.
Jose, would you want to lug this with you anywhere?
No, I don't.
No.
It won't fit in my pockets.
Yeah.
I have like really skinny jeans, so they usually...
I mean, I guess.
I don't like to carry stuff around me most of the time. It's hard enough carrying my backpack and then putting the stuff in there. I try to take my Vita to work sometimes, but then again, I'm like, am I going to play it at work? Am I going to...
I brought mine to work for a while.
I tend to always have my Vita in my backpack too, but I do. I never pull it out.
I have my games on my phone and I'm like...
never had time playing stuff at work.
like on a break or something like that.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
On lunch.
Well, like, yeah, I have an hour lunch, but...
You can just sneak it in while you're at work. I do that all the time.
With the headphones on, talking to people. Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I'm warm on it. I'm not hot. I'm not cold either, but... I'm definitely looking forward to it. Just to hit it real quick and just run down a list of some of the more bigger games that are coming out for you. You got Blaze Blue. We've got like Derby Stallion. What was it? Of course, Breath of the Wild. Zelda.
Did I say the Zelda one?
That comes out right away.
That looks sweet.
So that's going to be a big
one. Like
that's like the flagship.
I feel like that's later
title
on.
Right
now. Come out for the DS, though. They're like, hey, we made a DS version.
I thought they're only doing it for the Wii U, and then for the Switch only, I guess.
Yes.
No, they're probably going to want to do expanded, though.
Yeah, they could.
This one, because it's too high.
It's too console exclusive for them.
Too much of a system hog, so it's...
So that's one reason I'll probably get it, but I'm going to have to wait this out a couple months.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll wait till it like comes packaged. Like you get Zelda and the Switch in a bundle, and then
It looks like just in March alone, you have Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild as far for the Switch. You also have Has-Been Heroes, Snipper Clips. Was a couple more here? I thought I saw Bomberman, Super Bomberman.
Oh, Bomberman! That's a fun throwback title.
Of course, some Just Dance for you, Jose.
Man! You know me.
Just Dance 2017.
Teach me how to twerk.
What? If they have twerking on that game, I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
I don't know if I want to see kids twerking in front. No, that sounds all bad. 1-2 Switch sounds like a nice Wii Sports type of thing. You can have a good time with a group of friends over and whatnot. Mm-hmm. That looked cool. So, I don't know. Just in the first month, you got some good stuff. And then, you know, right after that.
The new Mario, actually. Mario Odyssey.
Later in the year.
Right.
It looks really interesting.
Yeah. End of the year for that one. That's something to wait for. I mean, hell, most people probably just get the system just to play Zelda, and then they'll wait for Mario. And then in the middle of the year there, not in the middle, but actually right after launch, in April, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Right.
Which was huge on the Wii U.
Oh, huge. Mario Kart.
That...
Who doesn't have fun memories of playing Mario Kart?
Kart?
Yeah.
Who wants to ruin friendships?
We ruin friendships.
Turtles can do that. Turtle shells will do that.
That's all we played, man, was Mario Kart and GoldenEye.
GoldenEye, right, yeah.
That's all it was, you know? Just piss each other off.
Well, it'll have Splatoon on it, I believe.
The second one, yep. Yeah. I believe that comes out, too, later in the year.
And for the Mario Kart, you'll have Splatoon characters. Mm-hmm. So
summer, I believe Splatoon 2 comes out in summer.
But here's something interesting I heard, which is it has less memory, like RAM, than both the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox
mm-hmm.
One. But it can get away with it because it's using all NVIDIA parts. Mm-hmm. It has a Tegra CPU. They don't know whether, you know, what exactly, which kind of Tegra it's using, but the developers seem to be pretty happy with it, so it must be one of the newer ones, and it's some kind of a hybrid. And then it's got an NVIDIA ARM CPU.
Okay.
So it's not even an ATI, it's not Intel, it's something all theirs that they've put together for the the GeForce 1080.
Okay.
So it is a brand new CPU. At least that's the rumors that mm-hmm. I was able to find, and based on some I guess some paperwork that was put together that whoever put this stuff together found that developers were writing about, and the developers were really happy with this because it actually has as much power as the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One, but those are the launch ones, not the PlayStation 4 Pro. That's more powerful. And the Scorpio, of course, that's we still don't know exactly what that's going to have, 4 teraflops or whatever. But the it will run, the processor will run at 2 gigahertz, which is faster than mm-hmm. either of the Xbox or the PlayStation 4 as they, you know, their first iterations. So it should be able to run games quite well. So you do have that, and it's going to have Elder Scrolls.
Oh.
Yeah, they're bringing that over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they support a lot of third party. I mean, that's always been their issue. This is the third console now.
Well, it looks like they're supposed to. It's easier to develop on this for this one.
Right.
So.
But still, but I mean, Nintendo always does some kind of something, some weird stuff in there. It, like with their online stuff, for instance, you know.
That's going to be an issue. That's going to be an issue here.
I'm just hoping that they do everything the way they're supposed to as far as that goes. I know when everyone goes left, they want to go right. So
right.
That's not necessarily a bad thing, but it can be weird at times and rub people the wrong way. So I don't know. I guess we'll see. So
I can tell you something that's going to rub people the wrong way about their online service. Here's one negative that I was able to find. All right, so you have to subscribe if you want to play anything multiplayer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You will get Nintendo 64 or older Nintendo games that you'll be able to play, but they're only available for 1 month, and then they disappear off your system.
I heard about that. That's not cool. I'm like, what are you
doing? That's like, why? You know, because on both PlayStation and Xbox, as long as you continue your subscription, you get to keep those.
Right, yeah. Right.
And that's the thing, too. And when I read that, I was like, but what? That's so weird.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Yeah.
And especially, they may have been able to get away with that prior to Xbox and Sony doing with how they do it. But that seems like a step backwards now to do something like that.
It does.
Especially for old games that you probably already have mm-hmm. on your other virtual console.
Some of those are 30-year-old games.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you let people keep them?
Well, not to mention, how many of those virtual console games have you already downloaded on your Wii or your Wii U prior to this that you're going to probably buy again? People have probably bought Mario and other Zelda 3-4 times now. And now I can't even keep this free one that you're going to give
right.
me. It's like, I don't know. It just seems a little short-sighted in my opinion. But
here's something positive, though. You really may not need more than 32 gigabytes of memory because pretty much all the games are going to be cartridges. And they will not require any installation. You plug them in, they work.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you like digital downloads, then you're going to have to get more memory.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because it's like 14 gigs for Zelda. And that would be using up quite a bit of your 32.
Yeah,
you're going to have to. I mean, unless you're just playing 2 games for the rest of like the year, you got to
well,
get
if you
more
just,
room.
Or you just
if
have to buy cartridges
Or just
for
cartridges.
It.
Yeah, you'll be fine with cartridges only. But
unless you're in doubt, yeah. Yeah.
If you want to download stuff, if you want to put pictures on there, you want to do other things. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, their controllers have high definition rumble.
What's
which
that?
Is, what does that mean? Well, let's say you used one of those controllers, like you separate them, and one of them is supposed to be like a glass. It'll rumble in a way that you'll know that there's two pieces of ice inside of it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I remember reading about that.
And,
yep.
Stuff like that. And then one of them has an IR camera on it, which can see like the movements of your hands. Right. It can see movements of things around.
That's
so it
pretty
also has
cool.
That could be fun, but I still think, I mean, it's not if all that pays off, that'd be, a lot of fun. But
well, depends on how they develop for it.
Right,
that kind of thing is like really cool. It seems like more of a tech demo kind of thing in the beginning. But when that stuff gets hashed out, let's say a year down the road, maybe holiday season when some new stuff comes out, or maybe even the beginning of your next year, some of that shit's going to be crazy. Just same with VR, you know, that stuff. Yeah. We're in the fledgling stages of this stuff.
Right.
Yeah. And some of this is really good right now, but just think of how awesome it's going to be after they've had a chance to get their, you know, their fingers in the pie and play around with this for a little while.
Yeah, get some people that are really creative in there, and we're going to have some really cool stuff.
Dude, I don't even want to imagine the stuff that would be going down with that, man.
So another reason to wait, potentially, instead of paying right off the top of your...
Right. Yeah, I mean, if you're a hardcore Nintendo, I mean, do it. If you didn't buy the Wii U, you don't have a console right now. I mean, it's coming out. Grab it. Everybody loves Mario. Everybody loves Zelda.
Right.
Splatoon's great.
It's affordable.
Yeah, it's going to be $300. So, and that's just. And I figured that with as far as that goes, I thought they would have several price points, or at least two. You know, here this one $300 is going to be. Here's a massive amount of space for you, or at least a bigger amount. If you don't care about that as much, you're more casual. This is for your kids. I'm going to get a couple games. Here's one for $250. You know, I figured they'd do that, but they didn't. So I was surprised there.
Well, you get peripherals, and it's going to go way over $300. I promise you that.
Well, they always get you on accessories anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the wheel, $500. Their special controller that's like the Elite.
Right.
$60. Yeah, you just keep adding.
Yeah, that adds up quick.
Well, that's how the Wii was. I mean, you got like one nunchuck and one remote. And that was it. And then you needed another. And then nunchucks were hard to find. You couldn't find the stuff you needed. And you want to get a wheel for Mario Kart. And before you know it, you know, holiday comes and goes. And your kids are pissed at you because you didn't get them what they wanted.
True.
Santa Claus sucks. So I don't know.
True story.
That's crazy talk, man.
Well, they've got two million of them ready right off the bat. So
I don't think that's going to be enough.
No, probably not. But that's more than PlayStation VR had ready, I think.
True, true. And it's going to be two colors. You're going to have just the gray, and then the other one is
blue and pink,
red and blue.
Red. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it's when you pull the Joy-Cons apart, somebody gets the blue, somebody gets the red. Mm-hmm. So
that sounds cool.
Yeah. I know one of the guys I was listening to on one of the podcasts and stuff, they were talking about how they want to find somebody who buys the red and blue one, and they'll have the gray or vice versa, and they want to swap them for one of their gray so that they can
have gray and red,
one blue and one gray. Or one
blue
red.
And gray, right.
Yeah, yeah, which is like, that could be kind of cool. Do that with somebody, you know, swap it out if you want to. But
assuming they work. I mean, I guess I don't know why they wouldn't. But.
Yeah.
They all work. As soon as you attach them to the tablet, they're paired immediately.
Nice. Okay,
so that's cool. Oops. I pressed the button, press it on the Xbox pairing. Nope, didn't work.
It takes like 10 minutes to pair that.
Got to reboot. Yeah, or something.
Oh, man. Well, we'll see how that all shakes out.
Yeah.
But before we move on to, we got a little bit of time left, so. I wanted to toss out some stuff here. I probably should have said at the top of the time here, of the episode and everything. If you guys want to write in any questions to us and whatnot, and I'll probably bring this up again at the end, you can hit us up at glitchtherapy@gmail.com. Throw us a question, or if you have any comments or concerns, things like that. Yeah, we're happy to take your question and answer it on the podcast and whatnot. Speaking of that, since we haven't really gotten too deep into that just yet, and I just got that out there recently, Taylor, my daughter, actually wanted to ask us a question and see if we can answer it on the episode for her today.
Fun, all right.
It's actually a funny question. She wanted to know what our funniest / worst gaming moments were. Like, what have you done that was really funny, or just like something really just messed up that you did, like when you were playing a game? You want to field that one first, Noah? You want to?
I know. I'm trying to think. I'm racking my brain. I mean, the first thing that always comes to mind is things that aren't my fault, like unfinished maps and things, or a glitch where you like fall through the map, and all of a sudden you're just the map and the teammates are all fighting above you, and you're like, sorry guys, I can't help you. you can't warp back.
Stuck in the geometry again.
I could probably give you one of mine to start everybody off. I would say like one of the funniest things that happened to me, and we talked about this before, is when you're playing a game and you heard we were talking about OMS before, old man syndrome, you know? I've had a strike of old man syndrome before, and I'm playing Skyrim, and I'm riding on my horse and looking cool, and I'm an assassin and thief and whatnot. I'm just riding along, and I fell asleep and wake up just in time to see myself and my horse go off the cliff.
Oh, no.
Or just riding against a wall.
I hadn't saved in I don't know how long, because I don't know. It probably had been a good maybe half hour, hour since I'd saved last. And so I didn't. And then in Skyrim, you know, you go to so many places because, you're walking down a path. You're heading on. I'm going to this castle. I got to go talk to this guy and turn this mission in. And then some guy's like, "Oh, my carriage is broken down. Can you assist me? They robbed me." And you're like, "Oh yeah, dude, I'll help you." And then you're doing that. And then that happens several times over. And then you forget what the hell you were doing. Then you die, and you're back, and you're like, "I don't even know where the fuck I've been. I've been everywhere."
It's an ADHD nightmare.
It is. Like, it gets me so bad in those kind of games, you know? It's like, oh, man.
Take your Adderall before you play this game.
So that's one of the things that happens to me. I probably can give you another one, but anybody else got something? Yeah, something like that?
I guess, not quite like that, but I think my, like, funniest moments, I think back to... I love fighting games.
Okay.
And I loved especially back like PS2, like Tekken Tag days, and all your friends would come over and you'd have to, round robin, winner stays, and things like that. And I just lived for moments when like it came down to one hit you're dead, one hit you're dead, and everybody's turtling, trying to like that, and then you hit and both land a hit at the same time and get like the first the first draw, or like the first double KO. I remember the first time my friends and I both knocked each other out at the same time, and it said double KO or something like that, and we were both, oh my god, that's never happened before. Yeah, it's crazy.
So when that happens, do you play again or
read? Of course. Yeah, of course. At that time, I'm sure we'll have played 50 games after that too. So
you got a rematch.
So much fun. Yeah,
definitely gotta have a rematch. Yeah. Jose, yeah, you got something?
Kind of the old man syndrome as well. Start playing the game, leave it out for a while, like a couple months, go back to it. You're like, what's this game about? What am I doing?
Forget the controls.
Why am I here? What's going on? Like, that happened to me on Mass Effect 2. I was like pretty much finished with the game. I let it sit for like two, three months.
Nah, that's too long.
I went back to it and I was like, what am I doing? Why am I here? That pretty much had to restart the whole game over because I forgot the whole story, and I was just like,
Some of those more story-driven games, you gotta kind of stick with it within a certain time.
It was horrible because I had like so much time on it, and then just to start it all over just because you don't remember what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, it's horrible.
Yeah. Joel, I know you got something. We've had plenty of gaming moments.
Well, something stupid I did recently. actually, last night, because I was thinking, I gotta beat this... I got to beat the Resident Evil 7 demo.
Uh-huh.
I was having a hell of a time with that stupid mold beast or whatever the hell it is.
Mm-hmm.
You get the infected ending. If it hits you, scratches you, bites you, looks at you weird. So I finally, I went online. Yes, I cheated. I went onto YouTube and I said, how do I beat this damn monster?
Yeah, I have to do that sometimes,
And it says, just shoot him 5 times in the head or, shoot his leg off or whatever. Mm-hmm. So then I went in and I shot him in the head 5 times and it worked. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes. But I kept taking my head. Okay, so this is something about the calibration of the headset.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to constantly take it off.
Right.
Okay.
So I'd taken it off several times just to watch videos and stuff. And because I had done that, when I put it on, if I just slightly move my head, it's like all of a sudden I'd get really dizzy because I would be looking like I'd try to look up and it would like look up into the side and things would get kind of wonky,
mm-hmm.
almost like I need to recalibrate. So I was like, I'll just shut off my the PSVR for just a moment because the game's still running.
Right.
It rebooted the game.
Oh, you have to do it all over again.
And that took me quite a while to get to that point where I finally beat the monster, and I was like, I'm going to bed.
Sounds like a
good
That's a fail for sure.
Yeah, it's
that was a fail.
It was in the fail category.
Got the fail clap.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, that was a special moment.
I got one for you here. You ever play, like when you're playing a game and there's NPCs, right? Maybe there's people in like a shop or something like that. Or maybe there's a guy with you like on Fallout 3 or something like that, or Fallout 4, where they're like, you know, they're your companion or something like that. I remember playing, I can't remember what game it was. I just remember doing something. I'm like, oh, I wonder if you can kill, you know, these guys. I don't want to kill anybody and whatever. So I'm doing my thing and it's like, you know what, let's just see what happens. You can just shotgun, you know, and then just, you see the guy fly across the screen like, oh shit, I can't get him back. Walk over to him, I'm sorry, just pay for your stuff and leave the store. It's like stuff like that. It's like
just one of your teammates or just
like,
somebody that's
like an NPC kind of thing. Oh, okay. Like just an innocent person, you know. And it happened, and Taylor, my oldest daughter, she's 14, she like sees me and she goes, she's just standing there with like a bowl of cereal, like shaking her head like, really? Like what are you doing, Dad?
Dad, you're a dumbass. Like,
why are you just killing these innocent people?
Because it's fun.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, you can't kill kids in Fallout unless you use the mod.
Yeah, I don't necessarily have a desire to do that.
I don't think it's okay. I think there's something wrong with people that want to kill kids, but
I can't.
But yeah, they do have the option.
I can't think of like a specific example, but I know there were several times in Metal Gear Solid 5,
okay,
where I've had all good intentions to stealthily go in, and I've taken my time, and I've really, really, really creeped, taken out guys, and nobody notices me. There's alarms. I disalarm them. I'm trying to get, and then you just do something. Really, like you, the dog jumps on my lap, and all of a sudden, my gun fires.
yeah, I've had that.
It's like, oh, no. So it's like, all right, and then you just got to shoot him. You just run and gun and start blowing up things. He's like, well, that was the best laid plans right there is what that was. So, yeah.
Like, I'm sorry I got to murder all you guys.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Your families, but I got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy talk,
kill everybody in the town now.
Yeah,
just nuke.
Which I was gonna do anyway. I was just gonna do it stealthily and get a never noticed. I can't remember what you call it when you don't break the cover or whatever. But no,
like ghosted or something.
No trophy for me. Yeah,
yeah.
It's funny you bring up Metal Gear 5. I did not finish that.
I didn't either. It was too long. I mean, and I loved it. It was one of the funnest games. It was so long. And the thing that bugged me was once you like got to a point, you almost played the same thing over again with just double the guys. And that's when I stopped doing it. I was kind of like... Mm.
I stopped when you got like an extra oil rig or something
the mother base.
And then you had to do like some kind of multiplayer stuff.
Right.
And that's when I stopped. I was come on.
That's about where I stopped.
Let me just... play the game single player. That's how I've been playing it.
I wasn't digging that so much. So I keep saying I'm gonna go back to it, and I don't think it's gonna happen. My backlog is so bad. I cleared most of it up over the holidays and everything. Well, not most of it, but a good chunk of it at least. And some of that stuff, it's like I don't think I can go back. It just like I never finished Bloodborne, and I got to the end of it, and I had like one section left, and I just didn't get it done. And so it's like, bye, Bloodborne. See you later, buddy.
Yeah. Right, not gonna happen.
I've driven too far down the road.
It was a great game too, but
But
if you don't play in a while, you just you suck again really badly. And,
And you're at a part in the game where you're further where shit's real.
Yeah,
you can't be making mistakes, and you're on rookie status all of a sudden.
Yeah, they just look at you cross-eyed and you die.
Yeah, so
So
I had to like.
You didn't block the gaze of death. It's like, yep.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, good stuff, though. Gosh. You guys play any other stuff last couple weeks? Anything? Anything tasty?
Trying to finish Watch Dogs 2. It got good.
Gotta do that.
It got really good.
Watch Dogs 2 is so good. If you hated the first one, okay, give the second one a pass and try it. Like, they took the ship and they righted the ship. It's it's good. Yeah. It's great.
You see some characters from the first Watch Dogs, and they tried the what's his name, Ray?
Ray. With the beard and the hat, and
helping you out.
Yeah, yeah.
He's kind of like crazy because probably all the shrooms he's been taking. But yeah, he's good. It's all good characters. It's funny, and
yeah,
it's not a game that you have to think about it when you're playing. Just enjoy the ride.
Right.
And It's a fun infusion,
man. It's a fun infusion of like GTA,
all these San Francisco lifters, yuppies, suits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love it.
I like it. I've been listening to a lot of the, Jose and I were talking about the soundtrack at work a few weeks back. And
oh, good soundtrack.
I've been listening to a lot of the soundtrack, a lot of Hudson Mohawk and whatnot, you know, and just hearing that after playing through the game and beating it, it just brings me back to it. I'm like, man, when I get home, I got to play some Watch Dogs 2.
It made me want to get, you know? I want to start putting a whole bunch of Mac Dre on my playlist. Does it have that Get Stupid one?
Yeah, yeah.
Each time I start playing, that's the first song I will go to.
Right, right.
I was like, oh, so good, man.
It's good.
And we didn't get the cheap version, did we? So did we get the DLC? I thought we got the more expensive version.
I think we have the DLC.
And that stuff's starting to come out, so yeah, a reason to go back. And
I'd definitely go back. I enjoyed
get
that
more
game.
Missions.
We were laughing about it at work the other day because we were talking about our characters in the game and how my character, he looks a lot like me, actually. You know, I don't know.
He looks exactly like how I dress up, too. It's horrible. Yeah. Like, my cousin sees him, he's like, why do you have him dressed like you? I'm like, it was a coincidence.
It's me.
It was a coincidence. I did not expect that.
Yeah, whatever.
It's like skinny jeans, white Vans, and the flannel with the beanie. I'm like, God damn it.
That is you. I mean, that is you to a T. So, man, I don't know.
I didn't do it on purpose. Not really.
Not really. It's just, it was cool clothes. I had to get it.
Just felt natural.
Yeah.
No, it's a good. I mean, if you haven't tried it out, I believe on the PS4. And on Xbox One, I believe there's a demo on there for you to play.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
3 or 4 hours or something.
Like for the demo? Yeah, I think they let you go so far into it, and then it just cuts you off. And
yeah.
Hopefully, because I haven't tried that before I bought it. I just bought it because I knew I was going to love it. But hopefully with that demo, it lets you keep it.
Ahead of time.
It lets you keep your progress or something like that. Like, hey, now that you played 3 hours of this, do you want to buy the game and pick up from here and keep going?
Right,
you
that know? Is. Yeah, hopefully. That would be an incentive
if
to,
that's
to people.
The case,
definitely.
It's not like what Forza did, Forza Horizon 3.
Forza Horizon 3?
Yeah, they like, play this demo, but once you stop playing it, like, start all over.
And you're watch the stupid cutscene again every damn time.
That was horrible. I hated it, but the game was really good, but I hated that demo
in the crotch on that one.
Punched the TV screen or the stupid lady talking to me.
I guess you're not playing anymore. You punched the screen. Forza wins.
I spent too much on my TV to punch it. Right. I just punch myself.
It'll give me a good reason to buy another TV, though.
No, it's like old Mortal Kombat, isn't you know?
Just don't punch the wall too hard, or you won't be able to play games either. Your fingers won't work.
Yeah,
no, man. You tried it like yourself.
Don't do that.
Like you tried that already?
I've tried. Yeah, when I was in high school, a girl made me mad. I punched the wall or something. Yeah. That was just really dumb.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever played a game. Well, I'm sure there's somewhere and where there's a game that pissed me off so bad where you're just like, what the hell am I doing?
I've broken controllers.
No, I don't think I've ever broken a controller.
I've not done that. I think the worst thing I've ever done is rage quit.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably, right?
I'm over this. Yeah.
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 What was it? Hold on. Prince of Persia. There was one mission where you had to like jump down. You were like on the outside of the castle and you had to jump down.
You're traversing.
You know, I had to jump from wall to wall going down. And like after three jumps, I'd just fall. Every time I threw the controller across the room and it hit the wall and broke.
Tragedy. Yeah. Was it one of those moments too? Because sometimes those games, they'll give you. Jose over here losing it.
50 bucks.
It's like one of those. It's one of those games sometimes where you'll get in a section like that where it's really tough. And then they give you a shitty like respawn. Spot like where it saves the game for you, so then you boot it back up, and then you're like, oh, here you are on this rock, and you only have this much sand or something like that, and you can't rewind it or anything, and you just die over and over until you just like, you know what,
You have to
screw
this. I don't play the game anymore.
I can't think of anything that really made me mad though. I think the most recent time was playing like one of the Call of Duties, I would say, and I was doing it on one of the harder modes. I think I was telling you about this at work.
Was it Black Ops 3 when you do this? I think the legendary one, one shot and you're dead.
It might have been. I can't remember, but I know it was tough. And it's toward the end of the game where it's like everyone's coming at you, and you know how sometimes how archaic their checkpoints can be.
Right.
You don't trigger a certain spot, they're going to keep on coming out. It's like, what the hell? So I don't know, man. But luckily, a lot of games don't do that to me anymore. I mean, I'd almost rather just put it on normal mode or put a game on easy. Like when I did Witcher, I think I put it on normal.
Because you're a wimp.
Just because I want to enjoy it, though. I don't want to be pissed off halfway through it.
I agree with Mondo.
Yeah, I do normal.
I'd rather just do normal. I do normal. And if I like that enough, I'll go back and play it on the harder mode later.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Then I know
I've
what I'm doing,
I've switched to easy before from normal and then went back to normal again. There was some boss I was having trouble with in some game recently.
Like on something like Dead Space or something, you have to do that.
Like, awesome, awesome. Yeah, well, that's pretty much it. We don't have any more time, guys. That went by so fast, didn't it?
Yeah, it was, we talked about games, right? It's like when you're playing games, all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, is it 2 in the morning already?
It's 6 a.m., you guys. 6 a.m.
I got to go to work in 2 hours.
Yeah, just look over like, damn.
Calling in sick today.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, no regrets, though. No regrets.
No regrets.
Not even a letter.
Not even one letter. Oh, that's awesome, guys. Well, hopefully everybody gets a chance to play some stuff this week. Don't forget Resident Evil 7 is out next week. Tuesday, turn off all the lights, turn the surround sound on, and
shit your pants.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say, make sure to get yourself some Depends or something.
Ruin your couch with piss. Yeah. Do whatever makes you happy, I guess, you know. But if you want to write us any questions we can talk about on the show, or you just want to give us a shout-out, go ahead and hit us up at glitchtherapy@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can probably get a hold of us on different our social medias. If you want to talk to me, I'm at Nerdy Ramondo on Instagram and Twitter. You can also hit the Glitch Therapy Twitter as well. It's glitchtherapy13 on both Twitter and Instagram. So, Noah?
You can find me on Facebook right now at /NoahO'Toole.
Nice, nice. Joel?
Oh, well.
Yeah, if you don't have anything, it's fine, but we just want to make sure.
Anything? Well, I guess you can find me on...
Or on Xbox or PlayStation or anything?
On Xbox. both Xbox and PlayStation 4. Gamer tag is Scorpio1969.
There you go. All right.
Oh, man. It's kind of embarrassing with my names.
If it's so embarrassing, why do you pick these?
Because they're so original. All right. So, Xbox One, I am. It's your senpai. It's good. I'm getting used to it now.
I'm going
to
troll you for a second. What does that mean exactly?
I'm your upperclassman.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's Japanese.
I think that's incorrect, but I will let it slide.
It is. I had to Google it. Oh,
fair enough.
Also,
can you tie me up, senpai?
Oh God! not like that. No,
sounds
no.
all bad.
No.
All right. Well, if you want a game with me as well, Dirty Dimes on Xbox Live and on PlayStation Network, and give us a shout, guys. And thank you for tuning in. And you guys, game on.
Game on.
Sweet, game on. Man.
Also, guys, if you want to check us out on the post show, sorry, I almost forgot to tell you guys, you want to get a hold of us on the post show. We're going to have a little bit of action going on there, talking about some more stuff, probably like our top five most anticipated games of the year, go around the room and do a little bit of that. So,
if you like lists.
And that's going to be through the our Patreon that we're going to be going with that, so you can, as a Patreon subscriber on there. And so if you want to do that, you can go to patreon.com/glitchtherapy.
Romano's still a nerd.
I'm always a nerd, man.
You noob.
I'm a nerd for
noobs.
Life.
Noobs.
And you can get at us through that and have access to that episode. So thanks, guys, for tuning in, and game on.
Again.
Later.